Consumer behaviour is the study of the behaviour of individuals and households who buy products for personal consumption. It forms the basis of an understanding of the reasons behind the decisions consumers make, which is central to creating an effective marketing mix. Consumer behaviour is influenced by situational factors, group factors, and individual factors. Situational factors are simply the circumstances in which a person finds themselves when making a consumption decision. They relate to the influence of physical, social, time, motivational, and mood factors. Group factors comprise cultural influences and social influences. Cultural influences affect behaviours that operate at the level of the whole society or of major groups within society, culture, subculture, and social class. Culture is the system of knowledge, beliefs, values, rituals, and artifacts by which a society or other large group defines itself. National cultures can be described according to Hofstede's cultural dimensions: power distance, uncertainty avoidance, individualism, masculinity, and long-term orientation. A subculture is a group of individuals who share common attitudes, values, and behaviours that distinguish them from the broader culture in which they are immersed. A social class is a grouping defined by similar social ranking within the social hierarchy. Social influences are those that influence the individual to behave in a way that reflects group norms. A reference group is any group to which an individual looks for guidance, including membership, aspirational, and dissociative reference groups. Within a reference group, some individuals take on the role of opinion leader on issues about which they are particularly knowledgeable. Opinion leaders are influential over other group members. Family influences are also important in consumer behaviour, and many consumption decisions are traditionally made by particular members or combinations of members of the household. Personal and psychological factors influence consumer behaviour independently of social circumstances. Personal characteristics include demographic, lifestyle, and personality factors. Marketers consider all of them to have a close link to consumer behaviour, but it has proved notoriously difficult to demonstrate a reliable and predictable link between particular personal characteristics and consumer behaviour. Psychological characteristics are internal factors that shape the thinking, aspirations, expectations, and behaviours of the individual. They include motivation, which is the internal drive to satisfy unfulfilled needs. According to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, individuals generally try to satisfy lower-order needs, such as food and sleep, ahead of higher-order needs, such as learning. Another psychological characteristic is perception, which describes how an individual filters, organises, and attributes meaning to external stimuli, including marketing communications. Beliefs and attitudes are also an important personal influence on consumer behaviour, as they determine the context in which product evaluations are made. Effective marketing needs to appeal to the cognitive, affective, and behavioural components of consumer attitudes. A final personal influence is the way in which an individual learns. Marketers can teach individuals to have particular awareness of and attitudes towards their products using cognitive and behavioural learning approaches. The consumer decision-making process comprises need-want recognition, information search, evaluation of options, purchase, and post-purchase evaluation. These steps are common to most purchase decisions, but the extent to which each is used depends on the level of involvement in the purchase. Habitual purchases are made with little decision-making involvement. Infrequent but familiar purchases are made with limited involvement. And rare, large, or risky purchases are made with extensive involvement. It is a common mistake for marketers to overlook the last stage of the decision-making process: post-purchase evaluation. It is after the purchase that the consumer can evaluate whether they made a wise choice. Effective marketers take steps to ensure they continue to build their relationship with consumers after the purchase, to reduce cognitive dissonance, second thoughts about the purchase, and increase the likelihood of repeat purchase in the future.